Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com, the independent voice of UNC Sports. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com, the go-to provider for all your Tar Heel gear.
Hello and welcome to the Inside Carolina post-game podcast. I'm your host, John Siegley. I'm joined by Michael Brooker. We are coming to you just minutes after the Heels fall to the Syracuse Orange, 72-70 up there in the Syracuse Dome. Mike, it was yet another game of fine margins, man. As we sit here, I mean, if you could kind of pinpoint maybe one part of this game where you think the Heels kind of let it go away and led to this just being a, such a, another narrow loss, what comes to mind when you're looking back over this one?
I think number one stands out, I believe, is the turnovers, 20 turnovers against the zone. Now, granted, they're long and athletic and relatively active, so – but just careless turnovers, 20 is just entirely too many, especially against people that don't really pressure you that much. And the other major point that I want to bring up is just the, I think we were just talking off air, 10 for 41 from the guards and wings. And that's just obviously just not good enough against, you know, a quality opponent. They're not great, but nonetheless, they are a quality opponent on the road. And that's just not going to be good enough to get it done at this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, Kerwin Walton going 0 for 7 from beyond the arc against the zone, that kind of was what stood out to me. I mean, really, it was a game, if you were following along, the fact that it was only a two-point game at the end kind of doesn't tell the whole story about Syracuse in the second half. Let's, though, talk about a positive, Mike. I mean, the Heels did continue to fight. I mean, Syracuse was, what, up 12 at the under four minute TV timeout mark. I mean, talk about what you saw from them to close that gap when really at that point they could have just rolled over and gotten blown out.
Yeah, I mean, I think we kept playing hard. I mean, I don't necessarily think that's the issue. I think it's just the lapses. But it was nice to see that fight at the end to keep pushing and give ourselves a chance. Couldn't make those free throws that really would have probably put a lot of game pressure on Syracuse at the end. But I think ultimately, you know, we make a run and take the lead at the beginning of the half after they went on a 14-2 run to close the half, and then they go on a 13-2 run. It's just the inability to sustain solid play for long stretches that ends up biting us a lot, especially on the road here recently.
Yeah, and looking at the bench play, I mean, Carolina did get 9 points from R.J. Davis, but, you know, Walker Kessler, who was the hero over the weekend, Mike, he kind of came back to earth a little bit here. He only had 4 points, 3 rebounds. I mean, is that just indicative of the fact that he's just a freshman? And sometimes in game to games, you know, you're going to get an unequal level of play from those guys.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I definitely think that's and that's one reason we've been so up and down as a team. We were so reliant on the young guys who were extremely talented. I think, what did I see today? That five different freshmen have been ACC freshman players of the week. So, I mean, we obviously have a lot of talented young players that show flashes of brilliance quite often, but you are going to have those ups and downs, especially on the road. Like I said, coming off an emotional win, comeback win against Florida State. And so, you know, he's extremely talented and has really turned it on here the last 5 or 6 games, but he kind of came back down to earth today and, you know, didn't get in rhythm. I think when people play man-to-man, it's a little easier for guys to get into rhythm and get in the flow of offense. And against the zone, sometimes you get stagnant and sometimes it just doesn't come quite as easy. And I think that was the case tonight with him especially.
Who really stood out for you from on the Heels in this game? I mean, you kind of have to go with Baycott, who had 18 and 15. Yeah. So let's let's talk about him then. But aside from Armando, who would have been your other guy that you would have given a gold star to for this game?
I don't know about gold star, but you know, Brooks was solid. He had a couple of J's. He was, what, 11 and 6 on 5 of 9. You know, Sharp, I think, brings energy. He had 6 and 7 in relatively limited minutes for the most part. You know, with the way the minutes are dispersed with the bigs, we have so many talented bigs that, you know, nobody's really playing 30-plus minutes a game. Every now and then you'll see that. But, you know, so those guys, I think, did some nice things in general. You know, Caleb had 8 rebounds and ended up, you know, having 10 points, a nice little push there late with the late three and the driving layup to cut it to 4 or 2 or whatever it was. And so, you know, there was some nice stuff here and there, but just overall, you know, I think Baycott really stood out, you know, 18 and 15 and shot the free throws well, shot well from the field. So he brought his A game tonight, and, you know, couldn't really say that about most everybody else, unfortunately. You know, they tried, they worked hard, but it's just, it wasn't most of the guys' night tonight.
Yeah, and we talked about this before we started actually recording that, I mean, the margins are just so fine with this team. I mean, 2 points, one more shot goes down for the Heels. They're walking away with another tough win. It's just been a theme throughout the whole year, and at this point, you know, looking at the final game against Duke, should we expect this to kind of probably continue against the Blue Devils?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of said after we lost to Marquette, I said, well, probably the way this season's been going, we'll probably come out and beat Florida State by 15. And I was joking with Tommy, and it wasn't quite 15, but it ended up being close. And so, you know, this result does not surprise me. The way we shoot the ball, you know, doesn't surprise me. We're streaky here recently. And so, once again, like I said the other night, I expect after the other night's loss, I expect us to come out well, and I wouldn't be surprised if we beat Duke by double digits, and hopefully we'll come out with a lot of, I know we'll have a lot of energy. Hopefully we'll just come out and execute well and keep a body on him and make him have to work for everything. I think if we can cut him off and limit his production, we'll be in good shape.
So with that Duke game coming up, I mean, defensively, you know, the Heels tonight, they did hold Syracuse to only 29.6% shooting from beyond the arc, 8 for 27. Most of the damage came from Boeheim Jr., as I call him, who went 6 of 13. But it was just another game where the Heels kind of had some lapses. Syracuse was able to go on those runs that you mentioned as well. So as they go into their big senior night rivalry matchup to finish it off, what do you think they need to do to prevent that from happening against a Duke team that is going to look to get some revenge for losing to Carolina over there in Durham earlier the year?
I think ultimately, like, we just got to stay connected to shooters, stay connected to Hurt, stay connected to Seward. You know, don't let guys like that, you know, get loose. Kind of like we did Boeheim tonight. You know, once he got it going, I thought we lost a man a couple times, and he was in a rhythm, and you knew he wasn't going to miss it when it left his fingers. So we made it a little more difficult for him in the second half. But I think just generally speaking, putting a body on Hurt like we did the first game, we really got into him and made him put it on the deck, and that's not really his game. You know, especially with a long, strong guy like a Baycott or a Brooks, or staying on him, putting a little forearm on him and making him play against pressure. And so just not letting them get anything easy. And I think if we do that, I think we'll be fine. I think we got the size advantage, and, you know, I think we'll continue to pound it inside. And hopefully one of our guards will you know, come to play like a Love did at their place. You know, hopefully one of our guys will really get going and take some of the pressure off our big guys having to produce so much.
Yeah. And just make some shots from the outside, right?
Yeah, exactly. That would help for sure.
And who do you think does need to really step up if you had to kind of pick someone? I mean, let's look at the backcourt there between Kerwin, Love, and Black, who have kind of solidified themselves as the three starters. Love had the best game against Syracuse, but truthfully, none of the three really stood out. But who do you think does need to step it up heading into the Duke game?
I think Love, being the head, you know, the leader of the offense in regards to having the ball in his hands most consistently, I think he's got to be a little more efficient offensively for us to kind of reach our ceiling. And coming off the bench, you know, RJ has made some shots, some big shots in the last couple of games in general, but not very efficiently. Hasn't been playing very efficiently either, shooting probably low 30% as well. But we'll need Kerwin to knock down a few to keep the defense honest. Once again, I think Love will have to play an efficient floor game, get everybody involved, make things easier as he did at Duke. I'm not sure he's going to score 25 or 30 like he did at Duke, but just be efficient and make sure we get into stuff and get other guys' shots in rhythm. But yeah, I think our bench play needs to improve from the perimeter as well.
Yeah.
It's going to take a good effort. Duke's a very quality opponent, and they'll be looking to get revenge in Chapel Hill. So I'm looking forward to seeing how we bounce back from a tough one tonight.
All right. To kind of wrap this one up, Mike, what would be your one takeaway from this game? Let's actually do one takeaway that the Heels did well, one takeaway that the Heels need to improve upon.
I think the thing they did well, obviously, we rebounded the basketball really well. I mean, I think we out rebounded them 50-32, I believe, which is a great margin. But I saw a tweet from a guy I follow online, and I reposted it on Facebook. I mean, it's a little easier to be the number one offensive rebounding team in the country when you don't make shots very often. So yeah. There's kind of a double-edged sword, a little catch-22 action there in regards to as many offensive rebounds as we get. So we need to make sure that was good. That was good to get as many rebounds as we did. Although we did give up a few offensive late where they continued possessions. But generally speaking, that was a positive. And I think ultimately, we've got to shore up, continue to focus, continue to shore up the taking care of the ball. Until we do that, and until we do a better job of that, I think we've had 19 plus turnovers in each of the last three games. So until we do that, it's going to be very, very difficult to maintain any consistency, within a game, and also trying to string together multiple wins in a tournament format, whether it be ACC tournament or hopefully the NCAA tournament as well.
Yep. Hard to really argue with that. I mean, turnovers were probably the key to this one. Syracuse only had 12. Carolina had 20, like you said. It's just tough to win on the road with that. We'll see what they can do in practice leading up to the game. I think we can go ahead and call it quits there, Mike. Let's see if you had any final thoughts, man.
No, I mean, I just, at this point in the season, it just kind of is what it is. And we're going to keep, hopefully the guys will keep working and keep buying into what coach was preaching. And we'll come out with a phenomenal effort on Saturday and get back to feeling good about ourselves heading into hopefully tournament play.
I hope so. We'll have to see. All right. Have a good rest of your evening, man.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Where to go for your next Tar Heel gear purchase.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.